When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with T.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fonda Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title. These guys have teams and talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a Ted Smith original?
Sad entertainment news is CBS has decided to cancel The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Not only that, but they're getting rid of Late Show completely. But don't worry, as it'll be replaced with yet another version of NCIS.
Ted Smith.
Yeah, I'm going Ted.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. Good one.
Good one. Yeah.
Late night. CSI late night.
Something.
Yeah.
Just do Cops.
Yeah, no kidding.
Everyone's talking about the CBS decision to cancel The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and many people are now threatening to boycott the network. CBS could lose millions of viewers, plus tens of hundreds watching on Paramount Plus.
It's like Kimmel.
Fallon?
Fallon.
Everybody is talking about CBS's decision to end The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and many people are now threatening to boycott the network.
Yep.
CBS could lose millions of viewers, plus tens of hundreds watching on Paramount Plus.
Am I wrong in saying that's kind of a bold joke by Fallon?
Well, it's okay. I mean, look, here's the thing. So, and Colbert even said, he goes, look, CBS has been a great partnership. This is not from them. This is from Paramount.
Right.
So,
and wasn't that streaming service, like, one of the lowest performers to where even the people that were running the service were like, shut this thing down. You are hemorrhaging money with this service.
They just spent $1.5 billion.
Yeah. Well, and all the late night guys are pissed. Because
now
everybody's like, oh, they're coming for all your shows. It's like, if you just get rid of a whole genre of stuff, like,
right,
they're going to be pissed. The FDD. Federal.
Federal Department of
The FDA has recalled more than 67,000 cases of Power Stick deodorant for not meeting quality standards. People are like, wait, I use Power Stick. And their friends are like, oh, we know.
Seth.
Jimmy Fallon.
Huh.
Well, get this. The FDA has recalled more than 67,000 cases of Power Stick deodorant for not meeting quality standards. Yeah, people are like, wait, I use Power Stick. And their friends are like, oh, we know.
Southwest Airlines today revealed its new process for boarding planes, which will include 8 groups based on seat selection, frequent flyer status, and credit card membership, while Spirit will continue to use the Octagon.
Ah, Seth. Fallon.
That's Seth.
Southwest Airlines today revealed its new plan for boarding planes, which will include 8 groups based on seat selection, frequent flyer status, and credit card membership, while Spirit will continue using the Octagon.
Today in L.A., Elon Musk opened his new Tyler, Tesla drive-in diner. Fryer grease, gas stoves, and exploding cars. What could possibly go wrong?
Kimmel.
Writers.
Fallon.
Hey, I heard that today in L.A., Elon Musk opened his new Tesla drive-in diner. Yep, fryer grease, gas stoves, and exploding cars. What could possibly go wrong?
So, obviously, we're talking about Ozzy Osbourne passed away today.
Yeah.
Mike brought up some of the TV shows. So, let's bring up a little bit I Like Sports. He was on TV, and he had some obvious allegiances. Now, the first one with Ozzy Osbourne is pretty darn simple. He's from Birmingham, England. He's an Aston Villa fan.
Okay.
If you know anything about Birmingham, there's Birmingham City, but they kind of go up and down the Premier League. But Villa is traditionally a massive club, massive following. So obviously, you know, that's where they literally had the last show. Was
right,
at their
right,
football
yep.
grounds.
Yep.
So you get that one. But the other two I found kind of interesting is he kind of has a thing with the Patriots. because they have a longstanding tradition of Crazy Train playing at their games. He even performed at a home opener in 05.
I think once you adopt those songs, it's like Metallica and Virginia Tech.
But are they like the first one? Because I cannot, there's not a sporting event I've been to where you don't play Crazy Train. Are the Patriots kind of the tip of the spear?
But I'm with Miles. It's a lot like Virginia Tech. Like a lot of places will play Inner Sandman. But if you know college sports.
When you use it, I guess.
Right. But if you know college sports, you know like everybody else uses it. But like for Virginia Tech, I mean, that opening gives you chills. That's why Metallica just a couple months ago went and played in Blacksburg finally. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because some of these people don't really love it at first.
Right.
What is his name? White guy, they were kind of a rap group that he went out on his own. Jump Around.
Oh,
Chris Cross?
No.
House of Pain.
House of Pain. What was the guy's name, though? We interviewed him, right?
Correct.
God. What It's Like, we play his tune.
Everlast.
Thank you.
And I asked him about it, and this was years ago, and he was the same way, because University of Wisconsin, in between the third and fourth quarter, they play Jump Around. And same thing. He was like, at first, like, I didn't really like it because it's like, are you just making fun of it and this and that? And there's a whole story behind it of a guy that's hurt on the team and his buddy are at a bar one night trying to come up with some new tradition.
Okay.
And somebody just plays that on, plays Jump Around, and they're like, we should use this.
Okay.
So that's where it's like, Jump Around gets played at other stadiums, but it kind of belongs to them. So right. I think for the Patriots, they really are, Crazy Train is like, they're zoned in on
it. Nice. Yeah. All right.
Well, the Baltimore Orioles, we obviously know a little bit about them. They do Thank God I'm a Country Boy for the seventh inning stretch from John.
Because if you go to Baltimore, you think, man, I am
thank God I'm a God's country. Boy. They play it. They played it for years. I don't know what the deal is in this. Man, I know this is going to sound a little weird. I miss the Verve's Bittersweet Symphony when the Seahawks come out. And I know that was like 4 years, 5 years they did it, but it was just this cool build up when they came out of the tunnel. And I mean, the place kind of just, I mean, it's not the biggest, you know, banger of a song, but it seemed
but it worked.
It did. But I think a lot of people were seeing it happy to go. I'm with you, Miles. It's a tough one. I like both. Now, the last sports thing he has is with the St. Louis Blues.
I'm not tracking on this one either, man.
This one's a little bit deeper. But in 1984, he got arrested in Memphis for public intoxication. And in the mugshot, he's wearing a Blues jersey.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like his. So the Blues kind of adopted him, like, oh, I got arrested in one of our jerseys.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. I would also say, just for the record, because, like, you know, Mike and I are big fans of Luke Combs and stuff. He catches heat because he's from North Carolina. But, like, look, when these guys tour stadiums, right? Like, they're going to put on the gear
of
the place they are. It doesn't mean they're not fans of their own teams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, that's what you do. I mean, Danny Carey from Tool, the drummer.
Notorious.
Yeah, right. He has some of the greatest collections of jerseys you'll ever see. Now, I think he might be an L.A. guy or something, but when he comes up here, he's in a Sonics jersey.
Yep.
Or he's in like a Husky jersey or a Seahawks jersey.
If it were
that's
me,
very cool.
There will only be three, you know, a massive 180-date world tour. Where anybody's crap, unless I'm a Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, or Cleveland. Like, sorry. Just can't do it.
I would have a hard time wearing Niners or Cowboys anything.
Right.
Would you go for the baseball team instead of the football team?
I could do that.
Okay.
I
so
could
you
do
get
that.
Like a Guardians jersey.
I could do Penguins.
Yeah.
Like, look,
Reds.
I got no
you
beef
could do a
that.
Pirate hat. They're badass. That's one of the best
they
hats
are
in
cool.
baseball.
There you go.
Right. They're in another league from the O's.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know what? That's cool.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
Ted, I don't know how to help you out with like Manchester and whatnot, man.
Ooh.
When you go international,
when I'm playing,
shirtless.
When I'm playing stadiums and stuff, I just wouldn't wear a Tottenham one.
Ted's always shirtless in Manchester.
Yeah. Well, I saw him in North London.
Right.
Like one night he was wearing an Arsenal shirt, then the next night he just was shirtless.
Yeah, won't do it,
which is kind of wild. Also, real quick, I just want to play. I found this earlier today. It's kind of interesting. We've been talking about the legend that Ozzy is.
Yeah,
but it's cool to hear a legend get kind of. And in our interview, he talks about meeting Paul McCartney. But this was the first time they met.
You want to do the bass on it? Oh, God, no, you're not letting
that's
him
McCartney.
In.
That's McCartney.
Oh, bloody hell. Hello, darling.
How you doing?
Hiya.
All right, lovely, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It's great to meet you, man. It's been a lifetime ambition of mine. You guys made me start music, you know.
After the burglary?
Yeah,
after the burglary. I love that story, man, with the gloves with
no fingers. Yeah, that's typical me, that is.
Come on, let's have a quick Peggy. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you ever see that early stuff of the Beatles?
Which one?
The Maisels.
Well, I've got absolutely everything.
Okay. Meet Albert Maisels.
Oh, really?
Hey, man!
That's Al.
He shot it. Are you ready for me? Okay. I'll see you, babe.
It's wild, too, because I know a lot of people that probably love hard rock that might hate on the Beatles. It's like, well, don't forget, Ozzy looked up to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To hear Ozzy being awestruck by meeting someone, you're like, wow.
That's wild.
Okay.
That's
yeah, wild. That is awesome. Cool.
Headlines are coming up. Thank you, Ted. You're listening to The Men's Room.